If only for a second I could hold her in my arms and tell her everything is make-believe, our son is resurrected. I'm lonely in depression, I watched as she caressed his face. I watched her as she cried when she laid him in his resting place. Flashback 6 months prior, she was pregnant and stressing. I almost died in the crash, and I felt like the man she loved most was gone now. I was torn down, she's in love with a ghost. And she knew that the things that went through my mind every day could have forced me to want to lose my life anyway. But the baby in the belly was the reason I was keeping on, and that was worth it even if the beast was gone. She would cry cause the injury gained, reminder of the day that the misery came. And she was strong enough for both of us, faced with a struggle. My wife, my baby, I love her. I ask God every day this question: will I go through the pain and depression and he don't respond? Now I'm thinking that I don't really need
it. It hurt to look her in the eye and see that something deep inside is killing her, filling her with something even I can't help with. Helpless, it sucks to see her cry. All the pain, she felt it and shoved it to the side. What a fakes, they well wished and lust for me to die. She maintained and dealt with the stuff that needed my attention. Left with nothing but a bad break, they mentioned the money. Fucking with a bad case, lawyers and doctors, clients that was bread hungry, eating off a ghost, fighting over dead money. My homie dead and gone, soul can't rest yet, like dying in a crash was his best investment. So they throwing stones, crying over broken bones, grabbing for their wallet. Yeah, they paid their last respect. Money over memory, money over everything. Counting out dollars, they ain't even closed the case.
I ask God every day this question: will I go through the pain and depression and he don't respond? Now I'm thinking that I don't really need
I'm
God.
I'm in a nightmare that don't stop. Life here is unfair. Put your ear to my heart, you might hear my son there. I had a slight fear running from my own clock when my time was right there. But so far, so far, life since is so hard. My wife missed her son, her boy, her whole heart. They ask how I deal with the heartbreak. I said my kids are my heart, it kills when we part ways. I said I make believe that life in the great beyond is paid by the way we are replaced in the great beneath. Maybe we got this crazy idea that what happens when you die is cause the way that you live. They say I changed and maybe I did, so make believe that I'm the same and I'll remain what I is. As you hope that I die, they gon' pray that I don't, y'all. And meanwhile, I'ma pray for what you hope.
I ask God every day this question: will I go through the pain and depression and he don't respond? Now I'm thinking that I don't really need God.